producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Merry Christmas, everybody. Yes, live. And 888-302-3684 put you in touch with me. Everybody else, Rich McFadden with his family for Christmas. Jennifer Horn with her family for Christmas. Roberta Fasanelli with her family for Christmas. Kenny Kessler's with his family for Christmas. And I'm betting that you're with your family for Christmas. But if you're maybe doing some last-minute wrapping, well, you're up early and you're doing some Christmas cooking. Share what you're cooking. Share what you've gotten already. Share what you think is the best and most important thing to you about Christmas. One of the very important things for me is the tradition of being here on the holidays. There's something about being on Christmas. I have done a Christmas radio program ever six times and then a break because on the seventh day there is no radio. Well, there is, but not me. But every Monday through Saturday of the Christmas season, or when Christmas falls on a Monday through Saturday, I do this program live, and I have done it. I did this program is in its 28th year. Good Day has been on the air for 28 years, the second longest running syndicated Monday through Friday program on the air behind Mr. Limbaugh, who started in August of 1988 doing his program. I started doing this program in October of 1988. And I've been on the air continuously since then. And before that, when I was doing local radio around the country in various markets, I always made sure that if Christmas came on a weekday, that I would do a Christmas program. So 30, 40 years I've done a Christmas program. I find the outreach is, and maybe this is selfish, I find it rewarding for me to have the ability to connect with you and people who just feel like they don't have anybody to talk to or they don't have anybody to listen to. So here as a service for those people who are by themselves, and there are plenty of people who are by themselves, you can feel free to connect with us one way or another in thought or in deed. 888-302-3684 just to talk about what Christmas may mean to you. Is it a religious holiday for you? Is it a secular holiday? I noticed the Pope was out and about the world. There are, you know, we have a billion two Catholics and 1.3 billion Muslims. I'm bringing Muslims in because they have holidays. Most of all the major religions have holidays at this time of year. The Pope said yesterday to those people who are quote unquote intoxicated by possessions and superficial appearances, they ought to return to the essential values that are celebrated at Christmas time. He has been the Pope, for 3 years, I think? And one of the things that I find most interesting, I have never paid much attention to the Pope or previous popes because I thought they were just kind of blasé. And frankly, the premise of the Catholic Church saying that it was the number one. I remember doing a catechism when I was a kid. I wasn't Catholic, but I had a girlfriend who was Catholic, so I wanted to learn about the Catholic Church, and I went through their catechism book. And it's what people want to believe. You believe what you want to believe, and that's okay. You believe as you do. Some people don't believe in Jesus. Some people don't believe in the cross. It doesn't make any difference. Other people, you don't have to. This is what I find problematic with religion. There is criticism aimed at those, and we certainly see that today with all the trouble that comes from those who are incredibly intolerant that are Muslims. But the same, all of the major religions of the world have gone through the same period of intolerance. It doesn't give them a pass. It just means that at different points in time, the Catholic Church certainly has a horrible history of its early on in its reality. And I find it interesting, the Pope says, quote, in a society so often intoxicated by consumerism and hedonism, wealth and extravagance, narcissism, etc., here's this child who calls us to act soberly in a way that is simple, balanced, consistent, capable of seeing and doing what is essential. I think that may be one of the most important statements that this man has made or anybody could make. And whether it's a person of the cloth or whether it's a person who is in some leadership position, or when I say that, maybe your mother, your father, setting a good example. There is, even if you have a lot of wealth, you can live in a simple way. I don't criticize people for anything. Live the way you want to live, the way your feelings bring you around to understanding that that life should be this way or live that way. But being balanced is important. It's hard for all of us to be balanced. It really is. I find that very hard in my life to be balanced and on an even keel, because you can't always see what's we don't have a 360 view. You can take one, but we don't always take a 360 degree view, and that's that calls for understanding and forgiveness, and that's a very important part of what this time of year is about. So my hat is off to the Pope and others who will present that same message. You can read about it. You can you know, you can experience it. Maybe you go to church, or you did last night, or you will today. Whatever it is that makes you a better person, it seems to me is the thing you ought to be celebrating this time of year. That's the way I look at it. And maybe, in fact, the message here is that we ought to be doing this all year long. We ought to have these feelings. We would have much less trouble. We'd be left with less of a problem to fix day in and day out if we paid more attention to those wishes. And one of the things that I always find most interesting is that Jesus wasn't Catholic. He wasn't a Protestant. He was a Jew. And yet we build our... There's so many people who are Christians have intolerance for Jews, when in fact if you... there's a lot of prejudice in the world, a lot of prejudice aimed at Muslims, and understandably because of the way the radicals are living their lives and working, it makes it difficult for people to see the forest for the trees. But I believe anything that makes you better is something to worship. If that light bulb in your kitchen makes your life better, then you say, God, thank you for the light bulb. I do that. I say, give thanks for things in my life every day that seem like they're incidental or silly. But there's a lesson, hopefully, in that. And I find gratitude being expressed makes my life better. And I'll tell you something. I'm thankful as I look at the people who support this program. One of our big supporters is the Neogenesis company that makes Super Beats. Those of you who are new to the program, a lot of people listen to this program on Christmas or on holidays, and they're not either able to participate as much because they're at work, or there are stations that carry the program because it's live on holidays. So many of you may not have heard my message heretofore about Super Beats. This is a circulation superfood. It's great tasting. It's a source of dietary nitrates. And the important thing about these nitrates is that they open up your veins and arteries to get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all your internal organs. This is a two-fold process. Beets, non-GMO beets, are grown. They are cooked, and then they are dried, and they are made into a powder that comes in a canister. You put a teaspoon of that into a glass of water or juice, and you drink it, and you'll feel in a few minutes your body changing. Or if you're working out, you'll know that you're able to do more. Your muscles are working better, and in general, you just there's a feeling that comes from taking this. And along with it is a product called Neo 40, and Neo 40 is a capsule, crystallized beets that you take, and it immediately is absorbed into your system. Put it in your tongue, on your mouth, I mean in your mouth, on your tongue, and it dissolves, and that nitric oxide opens up your veins and arteries so the blood begins to flow. Great way to keep your blood pressure where it is. I had my physical with Dr. Ken this week. My blood pressure is 110 over 68. I'm fortunate it's been there. But I find taking Super Beats gave me more time on the treadmill. When you do a really good, thorough exam, you get a stress test. And I was on the treadmill for about 12 and a half minutes. That's about a minute longer than I was last year. That means the blood is taking longer, or the system is opened up a lot, so the blood pressure is down, and it takes you longer to get up to your to the prescribed heartbeat that you need for the test. That means Superbeats is working. It opens up the veins, gets the blood around, the things flow much better, and that's why we have the support of so many cardiologists like Dr. Ken Kronos, who's associated with this program. It is a it's a super thing. 23 million people are taking Neo 40 tabs every single day. It's being sold in the practices of 1,000 physicians who are cardiologists. It gives you increased circulation, healthy arteries, energy, stamina, and healthy blood pressure. So get on the program. Make yourself, I suggested to a lot of people during the course of this last couple of weeks that you use this as a Christmas gift. What a wonderful way to say, I love you and I want to keep you around for a long time. Everybody who's over the age of 40 ought to be on Superbeats. This has become a very popular item because it works and people feel it, they know it. So here's the offer. When you call 800-655-4183, you probably won't find anybody there today, but tomorrow, write this number down, 800-655-4183. Order two boxes of Neo 40, the capsules. You'll get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats to be used in conjunction with the Neo 40 at a different time of the day. The book that explains nitric oxide and how your system works, how your blood pressure works, that sort of thing. A testing strip that'll tell you how much you have in your system and how much maybe you need to have in your system. Free shipping. The whole thing comes together when you call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or you can go directly to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that call, 800-655-4183 for Superbeats and Neo 40. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals, and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Doug by himself. This is the first time I think I've done this program by myself on Christmas Day for a long time. Happy to be here with you, going through some of the things that are going on in your life and in my life and in the Christmas world. I thought it was interesting that Mark Hamill, the actor from Star Wars, according to a story we have posted at DougSteffens.com, he skipped a promotional appearance for the new movie to visit sick children at a hospital in Britain. I think that was either yesterday or the day before. Luke Skywalker posted an image from the visit on his Twitter account. You have that picture at DougSteffens.com in the trending box. Shows a young boy that he calls Oscar listening to his heart with toy stethoscopes. It's endearing. It's just beautiful. Hamill wrote on his Twitter account, "Thanks for the checkup." All the other members of the crew were taping an appearance on the Graham Norton show in England, and everybody understood what was going on. Star Wars movies are meant to be a couple of hours of diversion from reality. We need that. There are optimistic and hopeful stories that are there, but he said this is that sort of thing is trivial in comparison to helping people who need some encouragement. So he decided to do that with these young children. Nice story. Nice warm Christmas story at DougStephan.com. 21 after the hour now, boys and girls.
Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not 3 times. 3 days
in
the living room. 3.
Ho, ho, ho. Okay, so this is the last day of the My Three Songs contest. Every day. Actually, we started doing this about 6, 7, 8 months ago. And obviously, at Christmas time, we're going to be playing Christmas songs by different artists. So if you're new to the program, it's a contest that will have 3 songs. You'll listen to them, and then you'll call us at 888-302-3684. You'll talk to Michael Fortier, and he'll put you in the queue. Tell us what these songs have in common, and if you're the first one on the air with the correct connection, you'll win a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040, and then a canister of their cinnamon hot chocolate mix. Plus, you'll be entered into our drawing, which will take place. I'm supposed to do one today because it's Friday, but I'm not going to do it. Wait until Monday for an HP printer that's worth, I think, $1,400. It's a brand new, this is really state-of-the-art technology. This thing is so good that it monitors when you run low on ink and automatically notifies the company that you need to be sent more ink. It's pretty amazing. So that's what you win in the contest. Okay, so the first song is Mike Love, You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day.
They find for some sad reason you're alone this Christmas season. The joys of homegrown timber, just like a memory's distant glimmer.
Now, sometimes you don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting or thinking to figure out these themes, so I'll give you that much of a hint. This song, by the way, a single that Mike released about a month ago, was a lost track from a proposed Beach Boys Christmas album back in 1977. That didn't happen. The tapes were put away until Mike rediscovered them this past summer when he reworked it for a release, and they came out with it about a month ago. So this is a new tune. At least it's new to our ears. Mike Love, You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day. Song number one of our three. Here's the second song, Frank Sinatra.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
A great Christmas
Day. Their old familiar carols play.
This is from a 1964 Christmas album from Old Blue Eyes. It was based on the poem Christmas Bells by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, which was written in 1863. Johnny Marks, who wrote Rudolph, wrote the music for this, and has been recorded by, man, so many artists, including Bing Crosby, the Carpenters. Richard Marx did it a couple of years ago. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day is the second of our three songs. First one is You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day, and the last one in this series, The Magic of Christmas Day by Celine Dion. Christmas Day from her 1998 Christmas album. Celine Dion went on to become one of the top-selling albums for the entire decade. By the way, the song was written by Dee Snider, who was the lead singer for Twisted Sister. So, it's the titles that give you the clue. 888-302-3684. You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day and The Magic of Christmas Day. Duh. That's one of these things, you know, we've done these and they become you become a captive of the difficulties, but this is not a difficulty. There's no difficulty attached to this. John, listening to Good Day in Kentucky. Merry Christmas, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good. What are the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we got very warm weather down here. So.
Yeah, warm all over the east. Yeah, it's warm and wet all over the eastern part of the country. All right, what are the things that carry these three songs together?
It's Christmas Day.
So. That's what it is. They're all about Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. Hold on a second. We'll send you that prize.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, Albert Einstein once said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. This really holds true for a lot of pet guardians out there. For example, I hear this all the time on this show. You know, Warren, my dog's having accidents. I've taken them over to, and I told them, no, bad dog, fooey, wait till daddy comes home, and he continues to have the accidents. Well, obviously, the approach you're taking is not working, so it's time to change. If you notice you're working with your dog and certain behaviors that are either negative or bad need to be changed, what you need to do is remember, if one method is not working, find another method. Always positive. There's no time in the world where negative training should come into play. Positive training, positive reinforcement is what it is all about. So remember, if you're working with your dog and you're not getting the results you think you should be getting, it may not be the dog's fault. It may very possibly be the method that you're trying to use. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you're one of those people who wait to the very last minute to shop for the holidays, you are not alone. Here's Tom McGee, president of the International Council of Shopping Centers.
Consumers have nearly half of their holiday shopping left to do, and 92% of them will be headed out to the stores in force.
Even if you're browsing online, chances are you're going to be doing most of your shopping in an actual store. Why?
Malls and shopping centers are thriving because they're really the hub of the community. And they're more convenient because of services like restaurants, movies, kid-friendly entertainment, healthcare, and so much more.
McGee says shopping centers are critical to the U.S. economy.
One out of every 11 jobs in America is directly related to shopping centers. Our industry is responsible for $141 billion in sales tax revenue, which funds critical municipal services. So when you're shopping at a mall or your local shopping center, you're supporting your friends, families, and neighbors.
More information, go to I.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The hour. Merry Christmas from Doug Steffen. Even though the gang's not here, they wish you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, do you open your presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? Let's see here. 64% of you said Christmas morning, so maybe you're opening up your presents right now while you're listening to this program. 24% of you said Christmas Eve, and then 12% of you, well, let's see, they're open 24% of you said you opened one present on Christmas Eve, and the rest of them you opened up in the daylight on Christmas morning. 12% of you said you opened your presents at Christmas Eve. I haven't opened any. Meredith and I are going to share some stuff after this, and then I'm going to get on a plane and go to California to be with my children for later in the Christmas day. This is a wonderful time, and there's so many great things to share. There's a story at DougSteffen.com. About, excuse me, what a radio host did. He actually barricaded himself. You haven't seen, radio used to be a lot more fun, and I say this lovingly, than it is now. The corporate, the corporatization of radio has killed a lot of the fun that those of us who have been in the business for a long time used to have. I like to think that we still have a lot of fun on the Good Day programs. Good clean program, good clean fun. But we used to do, when I was a kid on the radio, I used to do crazy, stupid stuff like this. Here's this guy who barricades himself into his studio, and he plays Wham's Last Christmas for a two-hour period. 24 times he repeated it over and over and over again. This is a station, I'm not sure what city it's in, but it's not important to the story. This song, by the way, came out in 1984. He looped it 24 times. Listeners demanded that he end the torture of listening to Wham's Last Christmas, but after a while he relented, retired when his 4-year-old daughter apparently called the station, said she didn't like this anymore. The station wasn't happy about it. It wasn't sanctioned, and they're going to supposedly discipline the guy who was on the air. But the station's Facebook page made light of the incident and shared a picture, which we've shared at DougStefan.com, of the host with his mouth taped shut. So you can see that story. It's a good Christmas story. What the heck? And it gets us away from some of the things that are a part of what Christmas sadly is, the realities of the things that people have been talking about on the radio this past week. I've listed every week on Friday through the weekend the top 10 talk topics that we do in our other radio, one of the other radio shows. I do actually four different radio programs. The Good Day program is the mainstay Monday through Friday from 4 in the morning until 10 East Coast time. And then I do the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. It's a couple of hours every weekend on many of these same stations. And it profiles the top stories of the week, according to the research that my staff does and the people at Talkers Magazine. What's being talked about the most, by whom, stations are profiled and hosts are profiled. And so we come up with this list every week. And so on the list this week are the presidential candidates, the fight in the Middle East, what's going on Christmas. I hope that you'll make Christmas the number one item. What's most important to you? We have the way they come out in terms of the research, but which one here is most important to you? I hope it's going to be Christmas. I'm sure Star Wars will do well in there, but we list the whole thing at DougStefan.com. Every year is a tradition at Christmas. I relay this wonderful message. There was an editorial that was printed in the New York Sun back in 1897. So I'm going to do that now. Letter addressed to Virginia. And Virginia O'Hanlon was her name. And then we're going to spend some time with my friend Uri Geller. This, as I say, goes back to the late 19th century. Francis Church was an editorial writer for the Sun. He got a letter from a girl and wrote this reply, which is famous around the world at this point, and it always is appropriate for Christmas, and that's why I read the context. First of the letter from Virginia, it reads, "Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. My papa says, if you see it in the Sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?" And so the letter back from the editor, this, most of you have heard this. Maybe many of you have heard me read it before. That doesn't require any explanation, so I'm not going to give it any. "Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their small minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or children, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect as compared with the boundless world around us, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and all of knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they are bound. They give your life its highest beauty and joy and meaning. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable our existence. We ought to have, we have no enjoyment except in our sense and sight. Is that true? The eternal life with which childhood fills all of our lives would be over, be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if they didn't see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in our world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all of the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of children. So I read that with every bit of tribute and accolade that it contains, because I think that there is a capsule there. And Virginia, knowing there's a Santa Claus, and you knowing there's a Santa Claus, that's all we need to know. Believe. I believe in Santa Claus. It's 42 minutes past the hour. Uri Geller joins us in a moment. This is Good Day on Christmas.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 and more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait. This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Get to Kohl's After Christmas Sale, starting 7 a.m. Saturday, with amazing early bird specials till 1 p.m., like 60 to 70% off, plus an extra 10% off sweaters and fleece. Take 60 to 70% off outerwear and sleepwear. Save up to 70% on holiday trim. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off at Kohl's After Christmas Sale, starting 7 a.m. Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hmm. All right, 44 past the hour. Actually, 40. Is it 44? Almost 45 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now we're having It's amazing how things are on a holiday when it comes to technology. We're all so spoiled. We're all so used to being able to do our own thing that when it comes to the international calling that you might do in this circumstance, Uri Geller lives in Israel now, used to live in England. Somebody that I've been friends with for 20-some years. He first appeared with me when I was doing the radio program, the local daily program I did on KBC in Los Angeles, and I became fast friends with him. Amazing guy. And then I was invited to his house, and then we started spending a lot of time together. He had a great place in a little village in Stoning-on-Thames in England, a little northwest of London. As a matter of fact, he's happy to tell you that George Clooney bought a place next door to him, sort of changed this little village. The reason that people would buy a place, people that are visible like Uri Geller or George Clooney in a place like that, is because you're sort of out of the way, you're protected, people don't pay any attention to the fact that you're there, and you can have some peace. I don't know that we have figured that out yet in America, where, well, I think we have a lot of well-to-do English people live in the city, and there are three or four places that they live around the countryside, not unlike what happens in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, and Hollywood, where a lot of stars who want to be visible live. But there are a lot of people who are stars, and I think there are three or four people that come to mind that have places, farms out in the middle of nowhere. I know that Bruce Willis has, I think, a farm in Idaho. Harrison Ford has one in Montana, that sort of thing. So this is the kind of life that Uri likes living. Now he's moved to Israel. Have we got you? Are you there? Hello, Merry Christmas.
Where's Uri? Hey, Merry Christmas, Doug. Let me just describe you where I am so you and your listeners want to hear. I got an email today from England because, as you all know, I moved to Jaffa, Old Jaffa in Israel. And one of my friends in England said, how do you feel being disconnected from Christmas? No Christmas trees, no Christmas carols. And I told him, are you kidding me? So right by my little flat, humble flat, the Arab Christian community put up a Christmas tree, a giant tree. I've never seen anything as big as that. So there's a very, very much a Christmassy feeling around, and everything is decorated. It's quite extraordinary that I'm standing right now in the sun, looking over the Mediterranean, seeing the shores of Tel Aviv, and on my right and left I see Christmas decorations.
You know, I think that's something to underscore. The fact that Israel is supposedly a Jewish state, and it is, and it was carved out to be the Jewish homeland after World War II. But what people fail to realize is that Arabs and Christians and Muslims, Jews are, I take the Arab out of that because they're Arab Christians, Arab Jews, Arab Muslims. But these three major religions all were founded there and all exist very well there. It's only the zealots, the people who are politically interested in gaining from stirring the pot, the people who run Hamas and maybe some of your politicians there. But for the most part, they function extraordinarily well. And it's a very cosmopolitan city, frankly. I have been there four times.
Yes,
and each time I go there, it's the, you know, you feel the same thing, that there's, you know, what's everybody fighting about?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm standing right next to a church. It's called St. Peter's Church, Roman Catholic Church, Franciscan Custody of the Holy Land. Amazing. So I'm touching the church right now, and I'm going to send everyone, all your listeners, I'm touching now the door, the huge metal door of the church, and I'm sending you lots of positive energy from all Jaffa, from the Holy Land, and do try to feel it. And I know this sounds a little kind of far out, but why don't you all touch your radios from wherever Doug Stephan is heard, whether you're in your car, don't take your eyes off the road, but just touch the radio and feel my power, feel the energy, positive, pure, empowering energy. And with that, I send you good wishes, lots of good health, lots of prosperity for the new year. Okay, Doug?
It's the Christmas message, yeah. Thank you, Rory. I think that goes a long way, especially you explaining to people how united there are just so many people celebrating Christmas there, and nobody would have thought in the state of Israel that people would be celebrating Christmas, but it represents goodness and a good thought for mankind in his future. So I'll talk to you next Friday, which will be New Year's Day. Happy New Year to you and all of your family, and a Merry Christmas to the people in Israel around the where you are, and people all around the world celebrating Christmas, listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
Freedom, something to be celebrated in a holiday circumstance like this. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm Doug. It's 54 past the hour. Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year. Be here live next Friday as well. Does it seem like it's Christmas already? One of the things that people are talking about today, and we have a story, two or three different blends of the story, excuse me, at DougSteffen.com, the weather. The weather today around the country is phenomenal. There have been a lot of problems with tornadoes. I think I'm looking at some stats here. 14 people have been killed in three different states. Homes ripped apart because the weather is so, I was going to say challenging, but different. The weather is warm all the way across the Mississippi Valley. Through into the northeast, temperature about, Michael, where is it in
high 60s today?
60s, yeah, 60s, high 60s, same thing up in New England where I'm from in the suburban Boston area. It's been very wet this week, but there's nothing frozen. There's no snow on the ground. Unless you go out to the Colorado Rockies, up into Minnesota, there's some snow there, northern Michigan, I think. But for the most part, there isn't any snow. There's some snow that came across the Canadian Maritimes, and then northern Maine got some. But people can't even make these big ski resorts, can't even make snow because the temperature is so warm. And hasn't gotten, anyway, it was colder in November on my farm than it was in December. So it is one of those things. The weather will continue, apparently, as I'm looking around at this weekend's forecast. The weather looks like it's going to be kind of mild all the way around. So maybe that helps. A lot of people traveling. People have been slowed down. I'm going to be on a plane later on today. It'd be interesting to see how the weather has affected that, because, you know, when you have wild weather, the connections that are made, most of the airplanes that are used by the big airlines are used for, you know, this is not just this single plane does Palm Beach to New York, or this plane does New York to Los Angeles. The planes are doing everything. So it's likely, if you're catching a plane like I am from Florida to California, the plane started in Boston or New York or Washington or Cleveland or Chicago. And if there's bad weather there, it'll slow things down because all the planes are full. Anyway, pretty much most of the time, no matter when I travel now, the planes are all full. There's no difference whether it's a holiday or not. It just seems that that's part of what we've come in the reality of these consolidations, these big airlines. So, but no matter what, hopefully if you are traveling, it'll be not delayed, safe, a neat thing, so you can get to where you want to go and enjoy Christmas. This is one of the most important cards that I have ever gotten. I have a message for you about Christmas, which I will relate to you right after this word.
Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewars.com.
All right, so this is a card that was sent to me a long time ago, but I feel the message is so important. I pass it on as my audio card to you. This Christmas, mend a quarrel, seek out a forgotten friend, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth, keep a promise, find the time, forgive an enemy, listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Think first of someone else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh a bit. Laugh a bit more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it still once again. So, with love, I wish you the best. It's another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program coming to a close on Christmas Day.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.